This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. March Madness has begun. Over the weekend, the matchups were set for the 65 college basketball teams in this year's NCAA tournaments. But next year, it might be a very different lineup. New, stricter academic rules could prevent some of the top teams from making it into next season's postseason play. I spoke with the NCAA's Kevin Lennon, who helped create the new system.
The presidents looked at the graduation rates, particularly of some of our men's basketball and football teams. They knew that they needed to improve, and so this academic performance program has been put in place to address those concerns.
Well, tell us about the details about this academic reform package. What exactly do the schools need to improve?
The first is the academic standards themselves. Students who are in college are going to be expected to make greater progress towards their degree every year. High school students are going to be expected to take more academic college preparatory courses in order to be eligible as freshmen. That's the first component. The biggest issue, though, and probably the biggest change, relates to sports teams that do not perform well as a team academically. There will be a series of penalties that would accrue to those sports teams who do not begin to graduate more players and help their students pursue their academic dreams. The most significant penalty there would be a ban on postseason competition in the event that that team continues to fail academically.
So according to your website, in basketball, you have 8 of the top 25 schools underperforming.
Yes, we have a kind of a cut line that says you need to be above this point in performance or you would be subject to penalties. And there are 8 teams that have fallen below that particular level based on 1 year of data. They, based on their performance this academic year for their students, can get themselves above that line, and it's our hope that all those teams do so.
Does this, though, unfairly penalize players who, you know, to be frank, are not looking for a career in an intellectual profession but are looking to be professional athletes?
Well, you know, college athletics and the ability to participate is a privilege, not a right, first of all. And I think it's safe to say that, you know, we want the vast majority of our students to come in who are intending to get a college degree. We want our institutions to recruit students who can do the work academically on that campus and provide them with the necessary academic support. If there are young people who simply want to use college as a professional experience, it's our hope that we can continue to work with other professional leagues to give them an opportunity and not have to use college as the gateway solely to going to the pros. We want college to be about the ability to earn a degree, and we all know that the numbers are such that very few young men or young women are able to make money playing professionally after college. Getting the degree is what's most important.
Kevin Lennon is the Vice President of Membership Services for the NCAA, one of the architects of the new rules. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.